If you're a parent trying to navigate the really complex world of neurological concerns for your child, or maybe you're a pediatrician searching for that, that truly exceptional referral you can trust, you know the feeling. The amount of information out there is just can feel overwhelming. Finding someone with deep expertise and genuine compassion, that's absolutely critical. And well, that's exactly why we're doing this deep dive today. We've gathered a whole stack of sources on a leading expert in pediatric neurology. Our mission, to cut through all that noise, pull out the key insights, and get you well informed fast. So today, our focus is on Dr. Jeffrey Kornitzer. He's the Director of Pediatric Neurology at the New Jersey Pediatric Neuroscience Institute, NJPNI for short. We're going to unpack his expertise, his leadership, and maybe most importantly, the comprehensive care model they offer at NJPNI. By the end, you'll see why he's such a standout choice, whether you're referring a patient or seeking care for your own child.
Yeah, it's a really remarkable profile when you dig into it. Dr. Kornitzer brings this incredible breadth of qualifications. You see this blend of deep academic background, really impactful research, and a very, very patient-focused clinical practice. And what we'll explore is how this comprehensive approach provides, well, immense reassurance for families, for pediatricians. It simplifies a journey that can often feel pretty fragmented.
Okay, so let's unpack that journey because his roots are firmly planted right here in New Jersey, which I think is significant. His education started strong. He was in a highly competitive 7-year BSMD program at the College of New Jersey, pretty impressive start. And then he continued right on doing his medical degree, pediatrics residency, and his child neurology fellowship, all at UMDNJ, which is now Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School. That consistent local training, it really suggests a deep understanding of the specific medical landscape here.
Exactly. That continuity within a major regional institution like Rutgers NJMS, it's not just about the training itself. It fosters this really profound, localized understanding. He gets the specific needs, the unique challenges within pediatric neurology right here. He's not just brilliant academically. He's tuned into the local context, which, can make a huge difference for families navigating the system.
And the credentials back that up. He's board certified in neurology with special qualification in child neurology, got that in 2017, valid through 2027. But here's something really unique. He's also qualified as an expert in pediatric neurology by the Superior Court of New Jersey. That was issued in July 2022. That's not just a title, is it?
No, not at all. It signifies that the legal system recognizes his expertise as being so profound, so unbiased, that his opinion can guide decisions in complex cases. For a family or a referring doctor, that signals an unparalleled level of trusted authority, meticulous attention to detail.
And beyond the certifications, look at his leadership roles. Currently, Director of the Division of Child Neurology at NJPNI since July 2021. And since January 2023, he's also the Director of Pediatric Neurology at St. Clair's Medical Center. Plus, he's still an attending physician at St. Joseph Regional Medical Center and an assistant professor at Rutgers. It's quite a network.
It really is a striking portfolio.
Yeah.
These aren't just titles on a CV. They demonstrate his clinical skills, sure, but also significant leadership. He's dedicated to advancing the field systemically. He's not just practicing medicine day to day. He's actively shaping how pediatric neurological care is delivered across major institutions. That's building programs, leading teams, a whole different skill set.
Right. So let's pivot to that clinical practice at NJPNI because that's where families directly experience his work. He specializes in a really wide array of conditions: ADHD, autism spectrum disorders, HYSICS, headaches, the things many families face, but also seizures, concussions, and even complex things like autonomic disorders, fainting, syncope. That breadth is really valuable.
Absolutely. And what's foundational, really core to his philosophy at NJPNI, is this patient-centered approach. It starts with what they describe as a thorough workup using the latest technology to get to the root causes. Okay, good start. But then, and this is crucial, it's followed by multidisciplinary approaches to treat the whole child. And this isn't just talk. At NJPNI, they have the team right there: psychologists, physical therapists, dieticians, speech-language pathologists.
So it's truly integrated care.
Exactly. A child isn't just getting medication from the neurologist. They might also be working with a PT on motor skills or a dietitian on nutrition's role in brain health. or a speech therapist. It's all coordinated. It's holistic, addressing, you know, every facet of the child's well-being under one roof.
You really see his passion for ADHD come through, too. He founded the ADHD Center back at Rutgers NJMS, and he's done tons of invited talks on it. But his research goes deep, looking at micronutrients, the microbiome. He even analyzed the quality of ADHD info on YouTube. That shows he's thinking about it from all angles, trying to offer more than just standard treatments.
And it's similar with autism spectrum disorders. He wrote a chapter on complementary and alternative medicine for that Navigating the Medical Maze book, a key resource for parents. Plus, his research looked at things like how a gluten-free, casein-free diet helped behavior in some kids with ASD. That shows a real commitment to exploring different effective paths, giving families options, which is so important.
He's even been involved with concussions, right? On the Newark Public Schools Concussion Committee, giving lectures.
Yes, oh. Which highlights that commitment not just to treatment, but also prevention and management in the community. So you take this comprehensive whole child philosophy, add the wide range of specializations, it really makes Dr. Kornitzer and NJPNI an incredibly valuable resource. For pediatricians, it's a reliable expert referral. For parents, it's a kind of a one-stop shop for highly specialized, compassionate neurological care.
Okay, now let's shift gears slightly. Because his impact goes way beyond just the clinic. His research output is significant. The sources mention over a dozen peer-reviewed articles, plus numerous other scientific papers and abstracts. He's actively contributing to the knowledge base.
And it's the breadth of that research that's striking. Yes, ADHD, like we mentioned, featured in places like Neurology Advisor and Aditude magazine, reaching clinicians and families. But he's also tackled systematic reviews on COVID-19 in children. Very timely. And then there's this fascinating work on really rare complex conditions, things like Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, causes perceptual distortions. Or type 1 sialidosis, non-ketotic hyperglycemia. These are deep metabolic disorders affecting the brain. He's also researched autoimmune encephalitis, where the immune system attacks the brain, and differentiating tricky conditions like flail limb syndrome from ALS. It shows this commitment to understanding even the really challenging mystery cases, pushing the boundaries.
And here's something I found really interesting, perhaps one of the most telling things. His deep commitment to medical education. He's co-director of the neuroscience course at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School right now. He's held multiple teaching roles, assistant professor in the Child Neurology Fellowship, the clerkship. What does that heavy involvement in teaching tell us?
It speaks volumes, especially when you look at his teaching awards. He won the prestigious Golden Apple Award for Resident Fellow Teaching in 2015. And in the same year, inducted into the esteemed Arnold P. Gold Foundation Humanism and Excellence in Teaching Award. These aren't just for being a good lecturer. They specifically recognize educators who embody humanism in medicine, empathy, respect, clinical excellence. So the future neurologists he's training, they're learning not just the science, but also how to be deeply compassionate caregivers. That's a powerful legacy.
That really is significant. And his authority is cemented further, right? He co-authored 5 chapters for McGraw-Hill's Neurology Board Review book, covering core topics like behavioral neurology, neurophysiology, neurogenetics, essential stuff for anyone training in the field.
Absolutely. So you have this synergy, right? He's involved in cutting-edge research and rigorous education. It means he's not just up-to-date. He's actively shaping the future of pediatric neurology.
Yes.
It makes him this dynamic, forward-thinking leader, constantly pushing for better outcomes for kids.
Okay, let's pull this all together. What does it all mean for, you know, the families and pediatricians listening? His standing is clearly acclaimed. He was an NJ's Top Docs winner in 2024. That's peer selected recognition. But maybe even more powerful, NJ's favorite kids docs from New Jersey Family Magazine, he won that every single year from 2017 through 2024. 8 years straight.
Wow.
That's direct recognition from the families he serves. That kind of consistent feedback speaks volumes about trust and impact.
It really does.
Yeah.
And when you combine those accolades, public and peer, with his deep experience, the leadership roles, the commitment to research and teaching, it positions him unequivocally as a leading authority. He's not just skilled, he's highly respected and actively shaping the field. That instills a lot of confidence.
And remember, it's not just Dr. Kornitzer in isolation. It's the whole NJPNI ecosystem. They embody that whole child approach we talked about. Their mission is clear. Caring for your child's well-being is our number one priority. Simple, but powerful. And practically speaking, they make it accessible. Multiple offices across New Jersey, Morristown, Rockaway, Hackensack, Hazlitt, Garwood, Hamilton, and extensive hours too, Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That helps busy families get the care they need. So the bottom line is, if you're a pediatrician looking for an expert referral you can really trust, or if you're a parent searching for comprehensive, specialized care for your child's neurological or neurodevelopmental needs, Dr. Kornitzer and the team at NJPNI, they are absolutely ready and available to help. You can find out more about Dr. Jeffrey Kornitzer, and you can schedule an appointment by visiting their website, www.njpni.com, or you can just give them a call at 973-326-9000.
You know, it raises a crucial question in today's world with so much information swirling around, especially in a field as delicate as pediatric neurology. How do you ensure the care your child gets is not just expert-led, but also deeply empathetic, comprehensive, forward-thinking? I think Dr. Kornitzer and NJPNI offer a really compelling, reassuring answer to that very question. They seem to provide that beacon of excellence.
So wrapping it up, what this deep dive shows is that Dr. Jeffrey Kornitzer represents this this rare blend, deep expertise, truly compassionate whole child care, and this relentless drive for knowledge and innovation, all happening within that comprehensive framework of the New Jersey Pediatric Neuroscience Institute. And just one more time, that website is www.njpni.com, and the number is 973-326-9000.
And maybe a final thought to leave with our listeners. As our understanding of the pediatric brain keeps evolving so rapidly, how might this kind of integration, clinical excellence, pioneering research, dedicated teaching, like we see with Dr. Kornitzer, how might that actually redefine the standard of care? For children facing these challenges, not just today, but for the future, it's something worth considering.
It's a powerful and honestly a hopeful thought. We hope this discussion has given you some valuable, actionable insights. If you or your patients need this kind of specialized, comprehensive care, well, now you know exactly where you can turn.